Talk Live. It's your show. If you dial in, take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the Sickles CAI toll-free line as we launch here into the third and final hour of the 9 hours that we've been broadcasting live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, just across from the beautiful, awe-strikingly inspiring White Mountains. I mean, they're just amazing. The scenery is incredible. The activists are amazing. The people here are unlike anyone you will meet anywhere else. They are great. They have all come here as part of the Free State Project. Some of them have moved to New Hampshire. They've already picked up their lives and made the move for freedom. Some of them are taking a serious look at moving from their current place of residence to New Hampshire.
Some are just putting toes in the water.
And some
but everybody seems to be having a good time.
Just here to explore and meet other interesting people. And it has been a good time. You can hear some of that going on in the background. Jason Osborne from Sickles CAI, our prime sponsor on the program, has brought out the alcohol tonight, and people have been benefiting because they don't have to pay for it, which is pretty cool. And so Sickles CAI, thanks to them, you can see their banner right there at the top of freetalklive.com. If you are somebody who works at a business that you've got collections that you need to do, don't do it yourself. Hand it over to the guys at Sickles CAI. They will handle not only collections, but they will purchase charged off receivables, and they do early out billing as well. All the details through their banner, Sickles CAI, right at the top, freetalklive.com. We've been talking with interesting people that have been here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival this weekend. Porkfest.com is where you can go for more information about that. There's one every single year, so if you missed it this time around, make plans for next summer and come on out and see us, because inevitably we'll be broadcasting live next year as well. So Jack Shimmick is with us. If you've listened to the show for a long time, you've heard Jack on the program a number of times as we've been doing these live shows from Port Fest and the Liberty Forum. Jack, you're the organizer, the creator of the Alternatives Expo. Now, the way this came about, as I understand the story, is that when the Free State Project was putting together an event, was it the Liberty Forum or the Port Fest?
Liberty Forum 07.
So the Liberty Forum, which was it's a great, also excellent event that goes on in the wintertime, more of a convention-style atmosphere, whereas we're here at a campground. At the convention-style Liberty Forum, they had their lineup, they had their speakers, they had it all ironed out and taken care of, and you'd come to the organizers and you'd said, well, I think we should have speeches about this and this and this, and they weren't too interested in necessarily putting that on the official list of things to do, so you just decided, instead of continuing to beg or continuing to cajole or trying to take over the organization from the inside, you went ahead and just started your own concurrently running event called the Alternatives Expo.
That's roughly what happened. Yeah, we were actually on the program and got canceled off once. I said, what about the alternatives? And they said, you mean alternative energy? I said, no, there's alternatives to everything. I said, we should be talking about those. And you're right. We got canceled off the program. We had a one-hour time slot. We had a four-man round table. And so we said, well, shoot, we're still going to talk about that stuff. So we got a couple of rooms upstairs, and we added topics. So mm-hmm. We must have had like 15 or 16 topics. We had a bar there. We had actually a handicapped bathroom, hotel room. So we had this big room, and we turned it into a bar. And
cool.
We had live music from two or three different performers. It was a great time.
So it's really added to it. It hasn't taken away from somebody who might not really understand what is going on here in this movement or really get the competition. It's a little bit of competition for the event, but it's a positive thing because it's bringing more people out. It's giving people that are here something else to do besides the official listed activities.
Well, I suppose it's competition in the sense that it competes that each speech or course or whatever, they compete for people. I personally prefer the stuff that goes on at the Alternatives Expo. Every year, that's where I want to find out what's going on. That's where I want to find out where it is. And
I wanted to go
this
today,
year,
too. I didn't get a chance to get to the emergency radio thing. I wanted to really get
there was
to
a
that.
Shortwave radio thing that I went to today, and I also went this morning to beekeeping.
Where do you learn about that? I mean,
where do you find out about beekeeping? I'm going to be getting bees later on this year just because I think they're so darn interesting.
So,
well,
very unique.
Yeah, on the idea of us competing, no, the reason I wanted to have the Alt Expo, because I heard of a lot of people that weren't going to come to Liberty Forum because mm-hmm. they weren't interested in the overtly political topics, the anti-political types in the movement. So I said, well, why don't you come anyway, you know, give a talk there. And so we actually attracted some of the people that were going to not attend. So we're augmenting the Free State Project. I mean, I love the Free State Project. I lived here for 30 years or so, or probably 27 before the vote. And I'm saying, yeah, come on, you know, we need your help here. And we added to it, I think.
Yep, and you guys have done a great job. AltExpo.org is your website. People can get involved in the organization, which isn't probably much of an organization because that's not the way you do things.
It's all volunteer, cooperative, et cetera, but it's hard to get people to volunteer and cooperate.
It is tricky.
Now, what were some of the things that you did this this weekend, just so people get some idea of what perhaps for the next one, what you might do the next time?
What to expect?
All right, we had 10 different things, so I'll talk fast. I gave an intro. I called it the roadmap to the road less traveled. So what we're trying to do is, you know, we're encouraging people to take an alternative path because, you know, the mainstream choices in a lot of things, education, money, et cetera, are corrupted and they're not working well.
They're taxed and controlled.
Yeah. So the second thing we had, I think, is one of your advertisers, Alakeys. It's a decentralized learning system online. We had to talk about cooperatives.
Alakeys.com.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Alakeys, yep. And we had to talk about cooperatives. We're forming a new cooperative centered in a libertarian bookstore in Concord, New Hampshire. And it'll start out mostly
food co-op?
Yeah, it'll start out mostly with natural foods, but the goal is to cover anything you might want to buy. And all a cooperative is something that we're going to run ourselves, kind of with equal shares, and try to buy things in volume to get the best price. So it could be anything. I mean, somebody said, well, does it have to be natural foods? And I said, no, you could have a cooperative to buy
candy.
Cheetos. Yeah, you could buy a pallet load of Cheetos and get the best price, you know? We had one on anonymous commerce. There's a guy that wants to implement some of the computer technologies to allow the buyer and seller to do business without even knowing each other, never meeting. Then we had a talk on electronic money systems, and this was just on Friday, so there was like two or three different electronic money systems covered.
Before you go on, Jack, I'd like to point out that when you're doing this alt expos and when the people are speaking, you have an expert up there, and it's a relatively small group, somewhere between like 20 and 30 people, I would say, and usually the people that come are the ones that are most interested in these topics, so you'll have this discussion between the crowd, the audience, and the speech giver, and the exchange, I feel one learns so much more.
Yeah, I think so. It's pretty intimate. What we did also as kind of a conceptual thing is we're trying to bring in the New Hampshire speakers so that the people that are coming in from out of state can know, like on the beekeeping thing, like who's here in New Hampshire that's the expert on that. I want to move to New Hampshire and get into beekeeping. So he'll actually take his talk or whatever, and he'll upload it to the altexpo.org site. So what I mean by the
roadmap. So it doesn't just happen live. You can play these things back.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, that's part of the cooperative and volunteer things. I've had people give talks, and I couldn't ever get them to, like, post their stuff on the web. But we're working on that.
Okay. So give me a few more examples, so we're running short on time.
Okay, we had beekeeping. We had home brewing. One of the guys here that actually runs a brewery also has given courses on home brewing before, so he talked about that. The emergency radio networks. A lot of people have talked about, like, what are we going to do if you know, they pull a plug on the internet, or if there's a quarantine because of virus outbreaks, we got to be able to reach each other, et cetera. So there was a good talk on that. And the guy actually put together the radio equipment and demonstrated it right there.
That's
on the
cool.
site. And, in fact, he was using the same frequencies that the organizers were using here at Porkfest to talk to each other, you know, because they're all spread out all over the campus.
And I don't think the people are using licenses for their radio broadcasting here, their radio transmissions here, which I think is pretty cool.
Well, they actually chose a band where it's not required.
Oh, really?
There's no licenses, but there's also no risk of getting arrested or anything.
Gotcha.
We had a self-defense for women course, and I missed some of that, but I heard a lot of yelling and, you know, karate yelling.
That's really useful. I think that's a great thing to have. Yeah. I mean, for anybody, but specifically the ladies.
Yep. And the last one today was how to build a straw bale house, and it's by a guy who's actually built one. He showed slides of what he did. He showed the step-by-step process he went through, the cost of it, why you would want to do it. And
well, now, what kind of benefits does a straw bale house provide here in New Hampshire?
Yeah, well, exactly.
Sounds cold.
Yeah, it sounds weird, yeah. You actually use the straw, a whole bale of it, for a real thick insulation, and you cover it with concrete or something.
It actually isn't cold, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's really warm. A lot of insulation.
Jack Shimmick, thanks for everything you do. AllThanksExpo.org, the website,
thanks,
getting out there and providing alternatives for the liberty-oriented people attending this event, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a place where you should be next year if you love freedom. More on the way, you can bring up anything. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 26, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $948.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $975.53, $487.76 for a half ounce, or $243.88 for a quarter ounce. That's $975.53, $487.76, and $243.88.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, "A central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army"? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use, an FPP, to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tis the Saturday edition, and we are live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2009 edition at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. The Free State Project is putting it on. If you've never heard of the Free State Project before, head over to freestateproject.org to learn more. It's a movement that is unlike no other. There are just hundreds of like-minded liberty. Did I say that right? Unlike any.
I don't
other?
Know. I don't know if it doesn't sound like proper English, but it doesn't sound like a double negative either.
Well, anyway,
unlike no
any
other doesn't mean like another.
Well, we are here, and it is an amazing movement, and full of incredible people. We're going to continue talking to some of them here in a moment. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about how you can uproot your life and move up here to New Hampshire, get active for freedom, because if you want freedom, this is your best chance, being surrounded by other like-minded people who are also similarly willing to step up and stand up for liberty.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com with their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with the common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL as in Free Talk Live. FTL to save $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com.
We talk a lot about the entrepreneurial, or we have talked a lot in the last few days about the entrepreneurial mindset. Jeez, I swear I haven't been drinking. The entrepreneurial mindset that is amongst the activists here in New Hampshire. And one of those lots of plates up in the air kind of guys is Taryn Lupo. He's here. He's promoting at least two websites. One of them is a sponsor of Free Talk Live, StashYourSwag.com. That's SWAG, StashYourSwag.com.
As is LCL Report.
And LCL Report. I didn't realize they were a sponsor.
No, well, you know, Taryn's the sponsor. He's got the two websites.
Right. LCLReport.com is the Low Country Liberty Report. And Taryn, you had interviewed Mark and I for your YouTube channel, which is what the Low Country Liberty Report is. LCLReport.com will get people to it. What is the Low Country Liberty Report?
Low Country Liberty Report is a news service. If you guys know Dave Ridley, which he's a frequent guest of the show, I actually took his class. He offers a Ridleyography class, and it teaches you basically how to make a video blog and do news reports on a low budget or almost no budget. And people,
and it's cheap too.
It is the best $40 I ever spent,
yeah.
Because you know, I've done really well with it, considering it just came off of. I mean, he only spent like 2 hours with me, and I was able to put out a halfway decent product. I mean, it's not great,
mm-hmm.
but it's good. And what happened was, it really opened up a lot of venues for me when I started doing this, and I use social networking really to push the LCL report. To address issues mainly with their Liberty reports out of the South, mainly in national, where you guys mm-hmm. mainly focus on New Hampshire. I try to make that bridge. I try to
invite, down in Georgia, right?
Right, down in Georgia, but I'm always talking about New Hampshire. So they'll watch the news about something going on in Savannah, and it ends talking about what's going on in New Hampshire, how we should copy it.
Well, you are a Free State Project member, right?
Big time. I'm just not able to move yet. So instead of I have some family issues that I have to deal with first.
Sure.
But instead of just sitting on my hands and saying, well, I'll just do something when I get there, I figured I could at least push maybe I could push 100 people here to the Free State Project
before
I'm done.
If not that, at the very least, you're getting your feet wet. You're doing something that you've never done before as far as activism is concerned, and you're kind of practicing for the big time up here.
Yeah, you know, I can only be so brave in Savannah because,
yeah.
You know, I don't really have anyone backing me up like up here. So I went out and I'll film police officers jaywalking and breaking their own laws and put that up. But I really can't, you know, put my head too far in the lion's mouth because
sure.
I really don't. I mean, I guess I could, but I'm much, much braver when I come here. I feel.
Yeah, I don't blame you. That's how I felt. I tried to keep my head down as much. I mean, I'm still a fairly visible activist, but not like I am now up here in New Hampshire, as I was down in Florida.
There's a point between brave, brave and foolish.
And
I think that you know, taking the stand on your own can get close to that point of foolishness.
So you're out there. You are doing video production, and it's of a pro liberty mindset, and you're putting it out at LCLReport.com, and people are eating it up. I'm a subscriber. subscriber. It's pretty good product.
Very surprised. But what angle I used is I pushed the social networks, which I think a lot of Liberty needs to take advantage of, Liberty activists.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty much built everything on Facebook.
Yeah, it's big. I mean, we've got the Free Talk Live Facebook page now at facebook.freetalklive.com.
And I do love that page. Every time I put something up, though, you know, 30 other people will post my story, 30 other people will post my story, and my fans really help me out, and it's amazing how fast I can push something up. Like,
pretty
when
cool.
We were trying to get Sam out of jail, we pushed something up on Freedom Watch, like, overnight, and it was
right.
Fantastic.
You know what? I want to thank you for everything that you do for Freedom, and looking forward to having you up here in New Hampshire someday. Thanks, Terry.
Man.
Appreciate you coming on the show tonight. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. Wolf is on the line listening to WFLA in Florida. Hello, Wolf.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nice to talk to you again. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. I didn't want to get my other name out.
Okay. But, you'll be Wolf to us.
Yeah, that's well, that is my name.
Oh, so well, you don't want me to say that?
I don't want to use my other name. No, fine.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, you know, I'm really worried about this country now. We've really got a problem up there in Washington.
Not well, worrying is not going to solve the problem.
States, but that's not going to help the problem. But if they get this cap and trade, cap and tax, or whatever they're trying to pass through on this stuff, and they get nationalized health care, we'll never be able to get this country back, I don't believe. We'll never be able to turn the clock back. It's
yeah,
just
absolutely
going to be
true.
Too much government control. It's way too much already, but that is going to push it right over. And if people
Thank
don't
goodness.
Wake up, if people don't wake up, they're going to sit up here and we're going to be in the biggest socialism that you've ever seen. This country will be totally socialized.
You know, and once a government program starts, it never goes away. Well, that cell phone tax they had from, what, the Spanish-American War, I think we just got rid of that recently.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it never goes away, you know, and Obama's sitting up there lying that this is not going to cost people so much money and all this, and that all these stories that people are talking about, or don't listen to them because they don't know what they're talking about. If people listen to that bull crap, that lying mouth of his, they're really going to, and they go through with this, they're going to learn if it happens. They're going to really
Well, the
learn.
Empire, whether they do nationalize health care or not, Wolf, the empire cannot last forever, and it's doomed. I mean, no government has lasted beyond a certain period of time, and I'd say we're on borrowed time at this point with the U.S. federal government. So I actually hope that they do go ahead and bankrupt themselves even faster. Of course, some could point out they already are bankrupt and have been for a long time. But nonetheless, I hope it ends soon so we can actually have some semblance of freedom back in this country and declare independence for ourselves, get away from this federal government.
Well, that's what we got to do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you.
The government's never done anything right. It's all immoral. Everything they do is immoral.
Well, it's time for Americans.
We had a caller earlier that talked about morality. And the moral issue is the highest issue that's in as far as a man goes, a woman goes, a human being goes. The highest property or the highest value that a person can have is the moral issues.
Thank you, Wolf, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. I think people that love freedom would agree. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's a very moral movement, the idea of stopping aggressing against peaceful people. That's a very moral concept. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties.
People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Economy have you down? Scared you might lose your job? Worried how you will provide for your family? Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope. Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. Enough time for your calls about whatever you want. That's the point of the show. You dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. We are extra live tonight from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival put on by the Free State Project. It's a once-a-year event out in the woods, and we are in the woods of Lancaster, New Hampshire, up by the White Mountains. Absolutely beautiful view from here at Rogers Campground. The sun's going down at this point, though, so the party will be, kicking into high gear. People are scattered about our studios up here, enjoying one another's company, chatting and playing games and doing a little bit of live baiting back there.
I'm sure the bonfire has been started already, and people are dancing, singing, and playing guitars and all that kind of stuff.
There was live music last night, I should point out. Yeah. Several bands had the opportunity to play here. And that was a lot of fun for people. Unfortunately, we had to miss it because we're on the air. But that's the cross we must bear doing a nighttime radio show. We miss out on some of the fun in order to have more fun later on. And there will be a lot of fun here tonight on the last night of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So come on out next year. If you missed it this time around, there will be a Porkfest 2010, especially with the numbers being like they are this weekend. I don't know if Varen Swearingen knows them. We'll talk to him in a little bit. He's the president of the Free State Project. But first, we're going to talk to Brian Travis, who has been a frequent caller to the program over the years, kind of keeping us in the loop as to what his activism has been, how he and his family have moved up here, and have really, it's been a lot of work to get you and your family here and settled in, Brian, and of course, welcome to Free Talk Live. a lot of the early movers of the Free State Project, this movement of thousands of liberty-minded people all converging on the same geographic land area, a lot of the earlier movers are younger males and relatively unattached. A lot of them, maybe they've got a girlfriend, maybe not, but they don't have a business that they're running. They don't have the horses, a dozen or more horses that they need to bring up, and a big family farm that they have to move. I mean, you are one of the earlier movers that has had a whole lot of work to do as far as getting here in New Hampshire, and you've been here for a little while now, and here you are at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How do you feel about being here?
Well, it's been about a year. We moved about a year ago, and it was quite a trip. You know, I look at these guys who can pack everything they own in their Jeep.
Yeah.
You know, and kind of move from place to place and move across the country and whatever. It cost me $50,000 to move all the horses. Gosh. And all the equipment and all the crap, the stuff that you accumulate over years.
Yeah.
And the whole family here. So
if you, and especially if you have a farm already, you've accumulated a lot of stuff.
Yes.
You know, but the average suburbanite has no idea of the kind of equipment that one needs in order to just live on it, not even to farm, but to just live on a large piece of acreage. You got to have backhoes and front end loaders and things like that.
Well, yeah, and then for every horse, for every pound of every horse, you got 2 pounds of horse stuff. You know, you got all the stuff it takes to move the food in, and then they eat it, and then you need the stuff to move the food out when they process it. And it just takes a lot of horsepower, I guess.
So how do you feel? I mean, after a year about being here in New Hampshire, you're here again at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. How do you feel about being here at Pork Fest amongst all these wonderful people?
Well, it's been kind of interesting here. There's been dogs fighting. There's been zombies. You know, I met a kid that didn't say please and thank you. You know, it sucked. But other than that, it's been pretty good. There's just a lot of people here, a lot of great activists and just people that you want to hang around with. I was talking to some guy. I'm trying to talk some kid in Arizona to come up here, like, not go home tomorrow. and that's what it's about, because he wants to go home and think about it. No, I mean, you're here now. This is where you need to be.
If you're unattached and you don't have a whole lot going on, there's really no reason to stay where you are.
Right, we need more girls, of course.
But, yeah, for sure.
So, come on out.
I'm saying if it's easy to pick up and go. Let's get this movement going.
Yeah, I mean, just graduated from high school or just graduated from college.
Perfect time.
This is the perfect time before you set down roots, because once you do, you're going to get the girl you love, and then you have two people to convince, yourself and her or him or whatever. And, just do it now. Get going.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it's been a tough first year for you and your family here in New Hampshire, not just the move, but also being attacked, targeted and attacked by the agents of the state. They came in and they stole about a dozen of your horses earlier this year. Your son was arrested for using a video camera on his own property and recording a police officer. It's just been an absolute assault against the Travis family, and I think it's great that you're still here despite all that. You didn't chicken out and go home. In fact, you said
it was
to me,
tempting.
Right? You had said to me though that had this same stuff happened to you back in Colorado, you don't know what you would have done.
Yeah, I mean, and this stuff happens everywhere. I think we tend to put our heads a little more above water up here because we know we have the support, and so you get slapped down. It's whack-a-mole time,
Mm-hmm.
You get slapped down, and it's the support here that is just unparalleled anywhere else. There was something that happened last week. The sergeant called me and said, "We want you and Heidi to come down. We just want to have a friendly chat." Okay, what's this about? Well, it's about the horses. Well, then why don't you tell me? Why don't we have a friendly chat on the phone? Well, we want to have a friendly chat at the police station.
Oh, boy.
And I wasn't about to say, well, why don't we have a friendly chat at my house? Because every time they come to my house, it costs me money.
Yeah.
So I just said, well, why don't we just not talk at all? And that was the end of it. So
good.
Who knows what it is they were going to threaten us with in this friendly chat. But
yeah, there's never any reason to talk to those people.
Exactly. And I think they're expecting people to kind of bend over like everybody else does. We're not going to do that. So, that's a little minor piece of activism. But, anytime
you say no.
Every time you say no,
it makes a difference.
That's active.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brian, for coming on the show tonight. I really appreciate always hearing from you. We've got only a few minutes remaining here, about 20 minutes remaining here from live from the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I want to ask Varen Swearingen, the president of the Free State Project, to sit in on the mic here, and we get a chance to kind of touch base with you. As the man heading up the organization, the Free State Project, a group designed to encourage as many people, thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people to move here to New Hampshire, get active for freedom. Varen, what are the numbers? How successful has this 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival been compared to past years, which have been successes?
Oh, yeah. It's another record. We have just got some numbers today, and they're not the final numbers, but we hit 500 people that we know about anyways. Registrations and walk-ins, and I've seen a lot of people walking around without badges, so I don't know what the real numbers are, but I might be saying something like 600. Which is quite a record. It's
Is that double last year?
No, it's not double. I think we
somebody reported it was
change,
double.
Foreign change last year. So
50% increase then.
Yeah, 40% something like that. Yeah, that's a lot.
That's awesome.
And we came, you know, two hours further north, 3 hours, something like that.
And I think it's all women, too, because this seems to be, you know,
it's a little more balance.
Yeah, a lot more balance. A lot of families, a lot of women.
A lot of families, man. The kids, too. We had the Porcupine Olympics today. My kids were in that. They're 7 and 8, and it was fun. I actually raced with them, and then I fell flat in the dirt. And nobody got it on video. With all the people around here, can you believe that?
Now, you know, it's that's one thing, is the registrations don't include the children, but, you know, children are people, too.
Absolutely.
So if the children are included in those numbers, it might be 7.
Well, if you want to get something on video, it's better to announce it in advance. So but you didn't know you were going to fall
I didn't know
down.
Until halfway through the race.
Yeah.
I was going to fall flat on my face and eat grass.
Well, I mean, Patrick, one of the activists from Keene, was jumping over a fire at a recent get-together.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
Wasn't such a great idea. In fact, it was an awful idea, but he announced that in advance, and there were at least 3 video cameras on that one,
well,
so they
good.
Were ready.
That's good. Is he okay?
He got a little singed. His hair on his legs, I think, got singed,
that
and his hair
bad.
On his head, actually, got singed from it as well.
Yeah,
but
that's good.
Oh, yeah. Don't recommend you try that one at home.
Was this an alcohol bravery stunt?
No, it was a testosterone 19-year-old male kind of bravery thing.
Gotcha.
You understand, right?
Yeah, well, that's one of the things in the world that causes the problems, that testosterone.
So, Varen, obviously, as you mentioned, a lot for families here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. There's single people, couples here as well. It's been a great time socially, people getting together, getting to know one another. It's fun to just walk around the campsites and just walk around from place to place. And, you know, people see you, they wave, and you go over and have a little bit of conversation. There was a birthday party today for William, the president of the New Hampshire
Underground.
There was
a shower.
Yeah. A shower. Wedding shower?
Oh, okay.
Or baby shower.
Did.
Actually, I don't know which one. There was a shower.
There's so much going on. I don't even know what all is happening here.
Oh, it was fun. And we even organized a little campsite socialing with a cook-off, you know?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was fun, walking around and tasting a little food and competition.
Yep, they also had the road rally yesterday. There's been so much going on this weekend. It's been a great event, and the Free State Project, of course, behind it all. FreeStateProject.org is the website, and Varen Swearingen, always nice having you on the show.
Great.
Thanks for coming on. This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. If you want to dial in, get in right now at 800-259-9231.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrest on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The survival oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own survival oven. Order the survival oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. We give them all away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. You get perks, too. You get access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are there for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Plus, you get an occasional perk you weren't expecting, like being here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. If you're hanging out at the Free Talk Live studios, Jason Osborne has brought some alcoholic drinks. Actually, have they all been imbibed at this point? There's still more? Okay, good. The party must go on, and so thanks to Jason Osborne and SACL CAI for providing our listeners with the libations of the evening. As we continue here in the remaining moments of the program, I got just enough time for a few more guests, and we'll try to sneak a call in if you make it at 800-259-9231. So many interesting people, so much to talk about. There's no way we can fit it all into 9 hours of broadcasting, but we're doing our best. JC is with us from LDSLiberty.org, and we had talked, I think, earlier this week, Mark, about the diversity within this movement.
Yes,
it's not just politics. I mean, there are the people that are in the liberty movement are interested in a lot of different things. The guiding kind of principle that we all share is that we want to work on removing aggression from the society in which we live. Aggression gets peaceful people. But within that, there are a whole bunch of divergent and interesting belief systems. Of course, tomorrow morning, there are a lot of different religious gatherings going on. The Christians are getting together. Baron Swearingen, we just heard from him. He's one of the more notable Christian members of the Free State Project. The Quakers, I believe you're going to be heading up a Quaker group tomorrow.
Campsite 67.
And so that's going to be happening, I think, for the first time this year. The atheists have had a gathering here for a long time. I don't know who else is getting together. I think there was a Jewish meetup last night. So within this movement, a whole lot of a diverse range of kind of religious organizations and belief systems. And JC with LDSLiberty.org, LDS, obviously the Church of Latter-day Saints. Is that correct, JC?
Yeah, Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And kind of what I do is try to help Mormons recognize that when they sign on to being a Mormon, that they are really also promising to be a libertarian as well. There are a lot of things just woven into the doctrine that help them realize that they need to support people's free will to act as they please to.
Where did they go wrong? I mean, as somebody who's been involved in that religion, clearly a lot of organized religions, they make a lot of misinterpretations, perhaps, of some of the things they've been told, and they'll go down the path of statism and supporting the government and supporting aggression against peaceful people. Are there certain issues that they just don't quite get it that you're trying to help them with?
Well, you know what? People are people no matter where they are, no matter what religion they are. So what I want to do is focus on the Mormons and their own perspective, because if you want them to understand liberty, you have to speak to them in their own language, mm-hmm. and then they'll hopefully adopt it. And I think that Mormonism also has a lot to offer to the liberty movement as well. There's an understanding of authority that Mormons understand very well, that authority just can't be assumed. People can't just assume authority. It has to be given to them from somebody else in order to act. And I think that LDS understanding of authority can help out the liberty movement quite a bit. So not only do I want to bring Mormons to liberty, but I would probably like to as well bring some libertarians to understand libertarian theory a little bit better.
Great. So what are you doing to help this process to do your activism?
I do have a podcast. I have a partner that I podcast with. LDS Liberty is the name of the show at LDSLiberty.org. You can find mm-hmm. it there. And, you know, it's a small podcast, but I have to say that after I heard my hero, Mark, the guy who stammers and still, happens to be a great talk show host, I was inspired to be to do that as my activism as well. And because of it, some Mormons have joined the Free State Project.
Great.
Some went to Move, and it's a tribute to partially to Free Talk Live. So,
well, thanks for what you're doing, JC.
I'm so glad to hear that. And one time again, LDSLiberty.org is the website for those who are of the Mormon persuasion to tune in and listen to what you guys have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you. Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. And then I think joining us to wrap out the night, my favorite Free Talk Live co-host, Julia, is with us. Hello there.
Hello.
Welcome to the show, as always. Nice to have you here. You came up a little bit late, but you're a hardworking lady. You actually have a job that pays you. You aren't getting paid to do Free Talk Live, so you had to stay an extra day down in Keene. But you did come up yesterday, and what do you think of this event, of 2009 Pork Fest at a brand new location?
Well, I got to say, I like this location a lot better than last year's location.
That's
it's a lot easier to get around.
Mm-hmm. That's the consensus, I believe.
Yeah, like it a lot better. Also, I've never been this north in New Hampshire. The drive was stunningly beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. If you're not seeing mountains, you're seeing these granite walls. It's amazing.
Yeah, really nice drive. It's nice up here.
So it absolutely is. Of course, the whole state of New Hampshire is nice, and but being up here surrounded by like-minded people sure is a real bonus to the scenery as well.
Right.
Now, you've been seeing a lot of friendly faces, people that you've known before, but also a lot of new faces here.
Yeah.
And what do you think about some of the people you've been meeting? Is it still the quality crowd that it's always been? Has the quality level of the activists here increased over time?
Well, there's more people, so it kind of makes sense that it would increase.
You're right. Quantity does help in that case.
So we're here at the 2009 Porcupine Freedom Festival, and yes, Mark?
Well, I was just thinking that, you know, there's a lot of people out here open carrying weapons and things going on and alcohol being imbibed, and we haven't had any problems. Can you imagine the people?
Well, now hold on a second. There was an incident a few nights ago where nobody got hurt.
That was the Fed, right? So.
Well, there's an allegation. Is he here? I don't see him here. There are allegations going around about there might be possibly a federal agent or two.
That guy is creepy. safety. I'm sorry.
Right. So he had a gun, out and was kind of playing with it a little bit too much. And somebody had a few words with him. John Shaw from Think Twice News went over and had a few words with him.
Right. And it's great that the experienced gun owners here will let the people that need a little advice know.
Social ostracism at work, that kind of behavior does not fly here.
It's my understanding they got some real great footage of this guy. ThinkTwiceNews.com. They're going to be putting something together, and whether he's a Fed or not, going to make him look like a real jerkwad. And
I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, I don't either. But if you want to be like that,
I was creeped out by him yesterday before I even heard that he was a Fed, because he was walking around like, I don't know,
eyeballing.
Yeah,
him.
Like he was standing next to me while I was sitting down, looking down at me, and like staring and not talking or being friendly. Like everyone else here, if you look at them, they'll usually smile if you haven't talked to them and maybe introduce themselves. But this guy's just like, I don't know.
Let's take one more phone call here while we've got you on the show, Julia. Dave is in Keene and listening to WKBK. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
Hey, you know, you guys are talking about guns. You guys shoot yourselves in the foot all the time. Why do you do such stupid things? Like the idiot who got arrested for videotaping his court appearance and then was blinded.
Which idiot? With two people have been arrested for videotaping in the public court lobby, so which idiot would you be referring to?
I don't remember which one it was, but, you know, you guys do a lot of really stupid things.
Well, so Dave, before you go on here, Dave, the guy that was videotaping in the court was protecting your right to videotape in the court. Do you understand that, like, a public trial is one that's going to be more fair? There's a lot of countries in this nation, and we've come through, there's been tyranny in the world, and public trials help to limit that tyranny.
A little trial. You think that's tyranny? I'm sorry. It's a little
tiny trial. Dave, so he's protecting your right at the same time.
Wait, now hold on. Now, Dave, you're saying you don't believe in the freedom of the press? Is that what you're saying?
I believe in the freedom of the press, but in that...
Except for this little stinking trial, right, Dave?
Excuse me, sir. There are rules everyone lives by, and one of the rules in that room, you are not allowed to videotape.
Who gets to make up the rules? Because I have a set of rules that I follow on a daily basis, just personally.
In your society, go move to where you want to be, where there are rules. But you live
if it's a rule, Dave, somebody should write it down, right? I mean, it should be written down if it's a rule. Why is it not illegal to videotape in the lobby and then the cops arrest somebody for videotaping in the lobby? Right. Why don't they just arrest you for not doing something legal?
Morons like you shoot yourself in the foot by making yourself look like idiots.
You're grouping people together, Dave. I haven't videotaped in anything, and you don't know me, so please don't call me a moron.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't have any intellectual arguments to make. You see, people like Dave don't actually have anything coherent to say, so all they can do is say, you guys are stupid.
Yeah, shut up and leave us alone. Why are you around here shooting yourself in the foot? I'd like to make this point. You're the governor of the state of New Hampshire invited me to move here. Now you're telling me to go home?
Nope.
Hey, Dave, I got news for you, buddy. We're not going anywhere.
I live in New Hampshire.
We're surrounded by like-minded people, and I don't see any morons out here, and more of them are coming here to New Hampshire every single month, so...
Take your socialism and move to Massachusetts.
Or your fascism, or whatever your problem is. Toodles, Dave. We'll see you guys Monday night, or Monday night, rather, and in the meantime, at freetalklive.com. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations.